In this bulletin, Australians stranded in the Chinese city where the coronavirus outbreak began, now en route to Christmas Island. Richard Di Natale resigns as leader of the Greens, and the Kansas City Chiefs take out this year's Super Bowl. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has confirmed more than 200 Australians have been evacuated from Wuhan, the Chinese city where the coronavirus outbreak began. A Qantas plane with 243 people left the Hubei province this morning and is due to land in Exmouth in northwestern Australia later this evening. Senator Payne says the evacuations have been difficult to conduct.
This has been a very orderly exercise, and I want to thank all those involved for that. We've been able to assist 243 Australian citizens and permanent residents. As we foreshadowed, we have prioritised vulnerable and isolated Australians, which is reflected in the fact that 89 of the Australians on the flight are aged under 16, and that includes 5 infants under 2.
The passengers will later be taken to Christmas Island in smaller aircraft, where they'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. The government last week asked all people in Australia who had passed through Hubei since the 28th of January to self-isolate. Brendan Murphy, Australia's chief medical officer, says people who left China on or after the 1st of February are now also being asked to self-isolate.
It was only on the 1st of February that our epidemiological data was such that the growth in numbers outside of Hubei province was such that we now believe that human-to-human transmission is occurring in those other provinces. But the numbers are still relatively low, and the risk for people coming from those provinces is still very, very low, but we are being absolutely cautious.
There have been 12 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Australia and more than 14,000 cases and 300 deaths globally. All but one of those deaths have been in China. Richard Di Natale has resigned as the federal leader of the Greens to spend more time with his family. He made the surprise announcement to colleagues this morning, immediately spilling his position as leader and those of co-deputy leaders Larissa Waters and Adam Bandt. Senator Di Natale has been party leader since 2015, when he replaced Christine Milne. He says the time is right for him to step into a new phase of his life.
Lots of small things about this job that are sometimes frustrating and annoying, but the bottom line is it's a tough and demanding job. My boys are 9 and 11. I want to be present in their lives. My wife has been a huge support for me in my career. I want to be able to support her in her career.
Bridget McKenzie says she accepts failure to declare her membership to a gun club that received a controversial sports grant from her office constituted a breach of the ministerial standards. Senator McKenzie resigned as the Deputy Nationals leader yesterday after a report by the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet found that she'd breached ministerial rules by not declaring she was a member of the gun club. The Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet report contradicted that finding made by the Auditor General, which found that she'd used the government's $100 million community sports grant program to funnel money into marginal seats ahead of last year's federal election. Senator McKenzie says she takes the ministerial standards seriously, but does not accept her membership constituted a conflict of interest.
I received no personal benefit. They did not inform my decision making at all. The Prime Minister and Cabinet's report confirms that ministerial discretion was exercised in an appropriate manner, that there was no political bias in my decision making.
Labor is calling for a Senate inquiry into the matter. Leader Anthony Albanese says the government has thrown Senator McKenzie under the bus.
For the Prime Minister to just dismiss the independent report of the Auditor General because he has something which conveniently lets everyone else off the hook means that there needs to be a full and proper inquiry into this sorry saga.
To NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs have staged a late dramatic comeback to end Australian punter Mitch Wischowski's Super Bowl dream. The Chiefs beat Wischowski's San Francisco 49ers 31-20 this afternoon. The 49ers led 20-10 with 6 minutes to go, but the Chiefs refused to be beaten. The Chiefs were playing in the championship game for the first time since 1970, when they won their only previous NFL title. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, very hot, partly cloudy, 40. Adelaide, sunny and 25. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Canberra, sunny and 26. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, partly cloudy, 24. Newcastle, cloudy and 24. Brisbane, showers, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.